Did they used to have any kind of parties connected with shucking corn or...
Yes, used to have corn shuckings and quilting parties for the women, and they'd have corn husking parties, the corn shucking, a lot of times, speak of. And then they had barn raising sometimes. They raised barns and give them a couple together, parts of them. You had to have half as jobs that you had to have some help with.
Do they still do that sort
about,
of thing?
About quit all that.
Uh-huh. When, have you ever been to a corn shucking?
Yes, sir, years ago. I was a boy.
Those gave out too, right about the... About
yes, they... Well, people got to working in public works, and they had to be there, and so they got the last several years have been working at nights. You know, it used to be all day work, but got to working at nights, and a lot of time are not available for the corn shucking. That's one thing that stopped it. And now you can't hardly get a half a dozen men together in the country.
I see.
You're lucky if you get one or two. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, with the at the corn shucking, what went on there? What was that? Could you kind of describe that?
Well, they plucked the corn in the fields and brought it in a year of shuck on it, and piled it in piles, and then the man wanted shuck to store it away in his crib. He'd have corn shucking, and it all come, all the neighbors around, and they'd take the shuck off of it and throw the corn in a different place, and the men would have it ready then for to use any time they wanted.
Did they ever use...
Then they'd give them supper, and John had a big supper for them.
I see.
That's the pay they got.
Okay.
And the visitation, of course.
And if you're telling... Someone's going to drive by a school, you know, in the neighborhood, you say, hey, you better be careful when you drive by there at 3 o'clock or so, because school...
will be letting out or dismissed.
And if you wanted to know the time after a vacation, like say after the summer vacation, you might call up the school you want to find out for your grandson or something. You might say, when does school
let out?
You want to know, you know, when it, when the classes begin again, though, you know, in the fall, you might say, when does school
start?
Right. And if a little boy was supposed to be in school, but he didn't attend class, or you'd say he...
Skipped classes.
Okay. Now, if he stayed out all day and went fishing or something, would you still say he skipped classes, or might you say something else?
He skipped school, I guess it would be that. That would be better, but that's either stayed out of school.
Okay, and a person doesn't go to school, he's not going to get a very good
education.
Yeah, and if he gets out of high school, he might go on to
college.
And he gets out of kindergarten, he goes into
school,
into first
grade. Yeah.
All right, and a person sits behind a
bench.
Yeah, now that's what they had when you went to school on a bench. But something like this would be called a
table,
or
desk.
And then if there were, say, in the classroom, there were 20 or 30 of these, you say there were 20 or 30
in the class.
Desk. Desk.
20 or 30 desks.
Now, that reminds me of something I meant to ask you before, something I've heard down in Greene County and in Cock County, when they're talking about the wasp, you know, we were talking about that the other day, about stinging insects. Remember?
Yeah.
We talked about stinging insects. We talked about the wasp. What is the plural of wasp?